Testing, testing. All right, I'm about to record the narrative for the special super secret bonus episode of She Explores. Gail has no idea that I'm doing this, and I hope that she likes it. I asked a bunch of women who've been on the show before to send in voice submissions telling me about what it was like to be interviewed by Gail and what She Explores and the She Explores podcast means to them as a whole. And it was just really beautiful. So I can't wait for Gail to hear it.
I'm Gail Straub, and you're listening to She Explores.
You all know this by now, but that's the voice of Gail Straub, who as of this week has produced 100 episodes of She Explores. I'm Laura Hughes, and while I typically host our sister show, Women on the Road, I couldn't help but create a special episode to celebrate the She Explores community and all the work Gail's done over the past several years to help cultivate it with such intention, generosity, and care. She Explores exists because all of you listening, reading, and following out there, those who contribute with writing and artistry features, those who ask questions or send helpful comments in the She Explores Facebook group, those who seek connection in real time with each other as well as with the outdoors, those who want to try something new or want to fall back in love with an outdoorsy piece of themselves they might feel they've lost, those who appreciate small beauty and sweeping landscapes alike. This community is multidimensional, and as someone who's seen Gail work tirelessly for years to lift up words, visuals, and for the past couple of years, many incredible voices, I honestly got a little overwhelmed thinking about the growth of this community and the strength it takes to be at the hub of it. So I wanted to know, how has the She Explores podcast impacted you? I started by reaching out to some of you who've been on the show in the past, with the aim of hearing about what it's meant to be one of the voices we've heard through our speakers or earbuds. But honestly, it didn't stop with what it was like to be interviewed. Because this community has the power to bring people together and help create positive forward momentum. It has the power to provide healing. It has the power to build relationships, further conversations, and open doors. And so in listening to these familiar voices, I hope you feel some pride and kinship. Because if you're hearing this, you've helped to build it. Very fittingly, the first voice I heard from was one of the first ever to contribute to the show or to she-explores.com, Kit Whistler, writer, traveler, and creator of Idle Theory Bus.
So back in 2013, I received an email from Gail, who said that she was interested in starting a website for women in the outdoors, and she was starting with Women on the Road. And so I responded and I said, that sounds amazing, because there's nothing out there currently that offers resources for women on the road. So I was one of Gail's first Women on the Road interviews, which was a blog format at that time. Then in 2015, I was about to run a Kickstarter for my first book, and I was talking with Gail about how nervous I was about running this Kickstarter, because putting yourself out there like that can be pretty scary. And Gail shared with me that she had been planning on starting a podcast, and she felt so similarly about that. And the next day she called me up after we had been emailing about our common fears, and she said, do you want to be on my first podcast episode? And I said, well, that sounds just as scary as running my Kickstarter, but I guess I better jump in with you. So I was on Gail's first episode of the She Explores podcast, and it's interesting because Gail, you know, she was really vulnerable with me, and she said, you know, I don't know if this is going to work or if I'm even going to be any good at this, but I figure I should just try. And it's been really cool over the last 3 years or so to really watch the podcast grow and bloom and watch Gail in her element. She's such a good connector of people and really sees people's strengths. So I've really admired everything she's done there, and just the conversations that have arisen out of the She Explores podcast have been so amazing. Thinking about the podcast coming up on its 100th episode, I just want to say congrats to Gail and to the She Explores team because this was a really needed resource for our community of women on the road or in the outdoors at all. So I really appreciate She Explores for remaining curious.
Sometimes interviews lead to incredible projects and friendships. That's certainly been the case with Anna Brones, writer, artist, and activist, who's made an appearance on a couple episodes recorded in the field.
I fortunately have gotten to become very good friends with Gail over the last year, and what I really love about Gail is that she is always encouraging to everyone to just push their own boundaries and try new things. Earlier this year, I had the opportunity to record a podcast interview with Cheryl Strayed, and even though I'd never recorded an interview before for audio, Gail let me do it, and despite me having a lot of fears and questions about my own abilities, Gail was so supportive through that whole process and also an expert editor in editing out all of my flaws as a newbie recorder. And I think that just speaks to Gail's ability to really just remind us that we all are able to pursue what we want to do and to do what we are excited about, regardless of whether we know everything and have all of the knowledge. She's just a great reminder that we are all part of a community that gets to share knowledge with each other and share our experiences and share our stories, and that as women, we are all more powerful and strong because of it. And I think that's what I appreciate the most about the She Explores community. And I just hope that moving forward, we all get to continue to share in that knowledge and inspiration and encourage each other to just do what we want to do and continue to go after the things that make us excited.
One of Gail's strengths rests in her empathy and open ear for stories that matter, like that that came from Bridget Meinhold, a painter and Utah public lands advocate for a piece of wilderness in her own backyard, Bonanza Flats.
Back in 2016, Gail interviewed me when we were trying to save Bonanza Flat, which was an area of open space that was up for sale and could have gone to the highest bidder and become a private luxury ski resort. And at the time, I was doing everything I could to help save this property. It's literally my backyard, and I was willing to do anything I could to protect it. I reached out to Gail kind of on a lark, hoping maybe that she would read her messages on Instagram, and just hoping, praying that, you know, she would take this cause on as well. And I'm so grateful she did. It was really timely that she took my interview and helped promote my cause through her amazing group of people and followers and listeners. And I'm just so thankful that Gail champions causes for the outdoors. So the interview itself, you know, I got to tell my background, my interest in art, my passion, and share my love for my home area outside of Park City. And Gail took my story and just made it really beautiful. And listening to it made me cry even, and elevated even my understanding of what I was doing to help save this land into something that I felt truly proud of. So I'm thankful to Gail for helping me save Bonanza Flat.
Some people who have been on the show have known Gail for longer than others. Julie Hotz is a friend of the show, a long-distance thru-hiker, and a freelance content creator living in L.A. She reflects on some of her big insights in seeing the show and Gail grow over time.
Where do I start? I have so many compliments regarding She Explores, being interviewed by Gail, and just for Gail as a person. She Explores has been a wonderful resource over the last few years. I learn a lot, I get to connect with other people, and get tips on things, very practical things. Gail is a wonderful interviewer because she's such a good listener. She is taking in your story as you tell it and bending with it. She is empathetic by nature, and so she really is tuned in as an interviewer. And though she may have a list of questions, she is going to go with the flow and
help bring out the best of your story. She is thoughtful. She is not afraid to dive into uncomfortable topics or being called out and learning. I've learned so many things through watching her have to learn things. And she always goes back to her values. She is a connector of people. She is always thinking about how to elevate others. I wasn't even expecting to get emotional. She lifts up so many people, so many women, and tries to lift up voices of all kinds. And the one voice she doesn't always elevate is her own, because she is working to elevate so many other people. And so I want to take this moment to say, you are such a wonderful voice, and I recognize that you put so much hard work into this, and I hope that everybody that loves She Explores goes around and tells everybody else how wonderful it is, because it deserves to be acknowledged. Gail, you're the best.
It can be easy to forget that even though this community values being outside, the connection we cultivate online can bring all forms of inspiration and healing. One of our early interviewees, Karen Wang, photographer and PCT hiker living in Seattle, recently went through a rough chapter of illness, but found hope through all of you.
Hi, Gail. Just wanted to say that I love you, and you've done some really great things in these last few years, and congratulations on the 100th episode of She Explores. It's so amazing, and I know it's been so much hard work, so much time and effort that you spend doing all of these episodes, and it's a really great accomplishment. When you reached out to me, I think it was right after I got injured in PCT 2016, and I had no idea what She Explores was at all, and there weren't very many episodes in the beginning to listen to, but I immediately knew you had definitely something going on that was good. And I feel like this is right before, you know, the huge outdoor woman industry kind of exploded. And so I was just so grateful that you cared to follow my story and, you know, my life on trail and then injury and all that stuff. And so I just really appreciate you reaching out to me and asking about my story. And so I think in these last 2 years, it's just been so amazing to hear and see you grow and She Explores grow, and just all of the really amazing women that you've interviewed in the last 2 years. And I just can't believe it is on episode 100. And I just want to say that I really appreciate you just still being there for me in these last 2 years after trail in 2017, and obviously through this year with my health, and just like showing me that you care. And I consider you as a friend, and we've never even met. And I hope that in this next year that I will get to meet you and just all of the incredible women that you've brought in my life through She Explores. And honestly, I don't want to start crying, but you know, in my hardest moments of this year, you know, it really just, when I listen to these episodes and other women's stories to get my mind off all of the pain, listening to these stories and just women outdoors and just what my life used to be, I don't know, it just helped me kind of escape and, you know, put my mind somewhere else where I didn't have to deal with my pain. And so I used a lot of that as my coping mechanisms, and just, I don't know, thank you.
Next, we hear from Marianne Thomas, a queer brown travel writer and long-distance solo biker, on how Gail's approach to bringing less-heard voices to the forefront is valuable to us all.
I so appreciate the work you've done through She Explores and Women on the Road. They've been such important platforms for me professionally and personally. The online She Explores platform gave me some of my first publishing opportunities and was a place where I could find a home for some of my more complicated work about the outdoors. Since it started, the podcast has really shown narratives that aren't seen in outdoors media. And I love the way that social media democratizes whose work exists. But your platform does more than that. You allow people to speak on their own terms about what they are most passionate about. I really loved the experience of being interviewed by you this summer, because often as a queer brown daughter, my life and stories are framed using somebody else's narrative. So it was awesome to just have the opportunity to talk, be a normal person, and really be honest on the phone with you in ways that I often can't. The work you've nurtured really influenced my life in the air and helped me step outside the boundaries of what I thought possible. Thank you.
We at She Explores are so inspired by all of you that sometimes it's hard to believe that She Explores is an ongoing source of creative inspiration for others. Which is why it's so humbling to hear words like this from Sarah Attar, two-time Olympian and artist, who's seen her photography grow through engaging with this community.
Getting to know Gail and being part of the She Explores community in the last few years has been one of the most profound experiences for me. The She Explores community is incredible, and I've gotten to know so many incredible women through it, not only through Instagram, but in person. It's facilitated some really special in-person engagements, really special opportunities. It's pushed me to explore my photography and writing more in order to share my experiences. And then getting to know Gail personally has also been incredible. Our podcast episode that I got to do with her was so fun. It was one of the most genuine and just seamless ones I've ever done. She has a way of getting into like your true essence in a way that I haven't experienced elsewhere. It really allowed me to share things that don't usually come up in podcast episodes, and I think that just speaks to the uniqueness of it and also just the uniqueness of She Explores itself, that it really taps into something deep and genuine, and it's just such a special thing. And I'm so grateful that Gail started it and that I came across it and have been able to be part of it. It truly is something special.
Because she interviews artists as well as women in the outdoors, inquisitive about the space those two worlds share, Gail sometimes turns the microphone on the interviewer. With filmmaker Sarah Menzies, this opened up the door to a whole new perspective.
I felt like I knew Gail before I ever even met her. I'd been listening to the podcast since the beginning, so there was a familiarity in hearing her voice in person. We were in a hotel restaurant in middle of nowhere, New Mexico, at a table sharing dinner with a group of then strangers. Everyone ordered salads, vegan or vegetarian dishes, or in my case, whatever they had that was gluten-free. We were all looking at each other, trying to get a read on one another. Gail proudly and confidently ordered a burger and fries to go with her cold beer. I knew right then and there we would be friends for life. Over the last year, it's been a real joy to get to know Gail better. We text each other thoughts of solidarity when we're feeling the effects of choosing a creative, passion-driven life that can take a toll on the mind and spirit. We share funny stories or thoughts that cross our mind throughout the day. She's become a dear friend and confidant. Gail turned the tables on me this spring when she asked to interview me on the podcast. I was reluctant at first. What would anyone find remotely interesting about my personal story? I've dedicated the better half of a decade telling other people's stories, and she was now asking me to share my own. It was scary, and I felt insecure and protective, but Gail calmed my every fear and made me feel comfortable and relaxed in it. We did the interview over Skype, and pretty quickly, I forgot it was an interview at all. It felt like a casual conversation with an old friend, and she was able to pull nuggets out of me that I don't normally share. That's how good she is at her job. She's given me a special gift with that episode, and I will forever be grateful for it.
Erin Sullivan is a photographer, writer, and longtime connection in our community. And hearing her take on what it was like to be interviewed for an episode of She Explores called No Straight Paths served as a reminder that Gail's been a part of so many people's journeys.
I was interviewed by Gail pretty early on in the podcast, and I remember feeling super honored that she asked to interview me, just because I think that anyone that has been a part of the She Explores community has such high regard for it. So I felt truly honored to be able to speak to that audience and that community. And I still remember sitting in my friend's closet to record the episode, which is where the sound was best. There was a blizzard outside, and Gail and I chatted for an hour or maybe more. And talking with Gail is just like talking to a friend. I think Gail has an amazing way of asking questions that allow you to open up about your story in a way that will help her audience and the She Explores community to feel less alone, and maybe to get some advice that they need, or maybe just to get some encouragement. And I really admire that about Gail. And I think that in general, Gail has a way of showing the best in people over the years as she's developed this podcast and grown this community. She's spoken to so many different types of people from different walks of life. And I think it's just really speaks to her character that she's been able to grow it in this way. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for the She Explores community. I'm grateful for the people that it represents. And I'm grateful for people like Gail who so selflessly put other people before themselves and kind of work behind the scenes to make great things like this happen and to build people up. I think that we need more people like that. So I'm just honored to have been a part of it, and it's been a pleasure watching it grow.
Lastly, I couldn't pull this episode together without including one extra special voice. Art and nature have always been a thread weaving its way through Gail's world, and few people know this better than her twin sister, Laura Straub.
In college, Gail discovered photography and came home on long weekends with a renewed appreciation for New Hampshire. She drove haphazardly through the surrounding counties of Barnstead, looking for texture, good light, and just the right kind of dilapidated farmhouse. She always said those were the houses she imagined living in, complete with glass windows with rainbow sheen like gasoline and sagging, forgotten bales of hay dotting an ample 20 acres and the occasional tree to read under or mourn a dead kitten or whatever. At 20, we both had solitary lives lined up in our fantasies, lives we reflected, she in her beautiful photos, myself in my depressing writing, but we didn't end up living solitary lives. She brought a portfolio of prints home at semester's end, and I appreciated how unique and lonely they were, with surprising focal points and a muted but important humor. Gail decided to go to graduate school to get a CPA, and I was horrified. Class and internships and the eventual job completely absorbed Gail's time. She worked long hours and photographed the deserted late-night streets of Somerville, Massachusetts. These photos were just as lonely, just as tongue-in-cheek as her rural others. They said, "Hey, I'm here." When Gail snapped photos outdoors, she tapped into the emptiness and completeness of nature and humanity, the playful shadows, the reflections of traffic lights in dormant places, a horse not staring back at her, and wondered if others, as she did, longed for community. People like her, who loved quiet and plants and high altitudes, dirt roads and disconnect. Turns out Gail, who used to be most likely to Irish exit a party, has a gift for bringing women and non-binary peoples together to fill the same lack others like her were feeling about women in nature. Turns out a shy young woman is a talented podcaster. She knows how to ask the right questions, how to listen, how to make others, not just the interviewee, but her listeners, feel heard and understood. I'm proud of you, Gail, for all of those things. 10 years ago, Gail never would have talked casually about the practicalities of a podcast. I'm not even sure they existed then, but whatever. Or writing for magazines. She never would have entertained meeting someone she'd met online. Her world has opened up with her own mind, and she's been generous to make that new, wide space her platform for us. Love you, Gail.
Thanks so much to all the contributors to this episode for taking the time to send in a voice submission. Kit Whistler, Anna Browns, Bridget Meinhold, Julie Hotz, Karen Wang, Marianne Thomas, Sarah Attar, Sarah Menzies, Erin Sullivan, and Laura Straub. Each of these women are doing some incredible things in their respective spaces, and you can learn more about them through the links in our show notes. We'll also be including which episode they were each featured on, so if you'd like to hear more from any of the voices on the show today, we'll show you where you can tune in. Music is by Kai Engel and Lee Rosevere. This special episode of She Explores was edited and produced by yours truly and dedicated to the hard work of our regular host and producer of the show, Gail Straub.